This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra to help us find glimmers in this bummer summer. Like many of you, I was deliriously grateful to get some decent rain to water my poor, crispy garden, and was even thrilled to have an epic lightning storm to fry the power transformer on our street on Christmas night. It added an extra element of excitement to watching Gavin and Stacey. Would we get to see the end? Or would our computer get zapped by all the power surges? However, the thrill has somewhat dampened as I yearn for at least a few river swims this year. Big rain means no safe river swimming. And so I've had a summer of embracing other glimmers instead. The novelty of lighting the fire each day, of reading weather apps and darting out into the predicted days and times of clear skies, of reading novels with the patter of rain against the windows. There have also been utter delights. A linden tree planted 11 years ago finally flowered, filling the air with delicious scent. I bought this tree with the promise that the tiny flowers, much loved by bees, could be ground up into a paste that can substitute chocolate, or even just drunk as a refreshing herbal tea. Who wouldn't plant something that might be a source of chocolate? However, this tree is also known by the Czech people as being the tree of hope. What a lovely portent for the tree of hope to finally flower in the bummer summer. And it has been such a source of hope. It is so tall now that I need to stand on the top of a stepladder to pick the flowers. It is almost strong enough to hold my weight as we sway together in the wind. And the scent is quite intoxicating. And there's an element of floating on a cloud of honey as I pluck the flowers and nibble on the leaves. And this morning, as I raided the very last of the flowers before the onslaught of the next downpour, I was joined by a baby piwaka waka. He was quite small and fluffy, and he was excited to find me here up in his realm, up high in the tree. He kept zooming in close to alight on a branch near my hands and would peer intently into my eyes as if to ask, "Who are you? And what are you doing up here?" And we spent the next hour hanging out together, harvesting and squeaking and giggling, and then he buzzed off as the rain set in once again. If it had been a sunny summer, I would have probably missed noticing the tree flowering. I would have been too busy watering and then running off to the river at any given opportunity. How lucky was I to be here, here and now, for this sweet glimmer. So as you settle down into your nidra nest, perhaps you can cozy up and reflect upon your own glimmers, your own tiny moments of joy in the midst of mundane activities. And as you snuggle in and settle down, you might like to feel yourself settling into a wee nidra nest outdoors, maybe out in a garden. Perhaps a garden you know well, maybe your own garden, or maybe a garden of your wild imagination. And perhaps you can see your body as a tree in this garden, seeing the bark, the trunk, and how the base of the trunk meets the earth. And maybe this is a very old tree, and you can see gnarly roots. And then looking all the way up to the very top of the highest branches to see the very teensy twiglets high above. And feeling yourself just settling into this tree as if it was the most comfy armchair in the world. And feeling the support of its trunk and branches gently holding you as you take this time to rest. Feeling all the way down into the places where your body meets the support you're resting upon. All the places where you feel your body meets the earth, sending down little rootlets to anchor, little rootlets seeking nourishment and connection. And just feeling you can let down through the back of your skull, letting down through the weight of your shoulders, letting down through the weight of your upper arms and your elbows, and your forearms and your hands, wherever they might be resting. Feeling your fingers and your thumbs all softening. And just feeling the heaviness, the weight of your arms from the very tips of your fingers, all the way back up through your armpits, and all the way through and to the place where you feel your shoulder blades meeting the support beneath you. And letting down through your shoulder blades and the space in between your shoulder blades. And all the way down through the length of your spine. Feeling the weight of your spine. Feeling the weight of your hips. Feeling the weight of your buttocks. And letting down through the weight of your hips and your buttocks, and all the way down through your thighs and your knees, your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles, and just feeling the places where you can feel your feet meeting the support beneath you. Softening all your toes, your big toes and second toes, third and fourth and little toes, all softening down. And just feeling all the places of connection with the earth gently anchoring you here, here in your time of rest. A place for your body to find deep rest while your mind is free to drift and explore. And perhaps noticing the movement of your breath arising and releasing as your body settles. Your breath expanding within your resting body. And your breath releasing down, an offering to the earth beneath. Held and supported here in the cradle of the tree roots, a little hammock of connection to all that surrounds you. And welcoming all the sounds that surround you today here in your garden. Sounds far away and sounds nearby. Welcoming all the sounds. Sounds of summer. Summer bird song, and maybe you can even hear or feel a fresh summer breeze scattering leaves and moving across your skin. And welcoming the sound of your own breath, breath flowing in and breath flowing out. And maybe you can notice those little spaces in your breath cycle. A tiny wee pause right there at the very top of your breath, just before you begin to exhale. And then watching your breath blow all the way down and out. A tiny pause right there in the space and emptiness before your body decides to breathe in again. Feeling the gentle rising and falling of this effortless breath in your chest. And perhaps drawing your awareness deeper within your chest and nestling in behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core. Deep in the heartwood of your liminal tree space. And asking yourself in this moment, what is my heart's true desire? And just letting there be a little space to pause and listen. And you may wish to simply settle here and rest in the space of your heart, or you may wish to bring your awareness all the way up to the very crown of your tree, all the way up to the crown of your head. And perhaps your awareness today could take the form of a fantail, a tiny pea waka waka, a little baby pea waka waka, flitting with speed and lightness around your body, darting hither and thither, dancing with delight and cheekiness, and perhaps just feeling the swish of their feathers and their cheerful song bring awareness to each and every mama point in your body. Feeling the little pea waka waka swoop down into the space between your eyebrows, flitting and swooping here, all the way down to the little dip in between your collarbones, perching here for a moment, looking to the left and the right, and then scooting off along your right shoulder and just alighting for a moment here on your right shoulder and on your elbow and on your wrist, and then prancing along the very tip of your right thumb and your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, fluttering about and returning to the spot there on your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and coming back to perch and have a little rest there in the space between your collarbones. And taking off once more, swooping through the air and alighting on your left shoulder, your left elbow and wrist, prancing along the very tip of your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Swooping once more back into the wrist, the elbow and the shoulder, and coming back for a little pause, a little breather, here in the dip between your collarbones. And then swooping downwards all the way down into your heart space, prancing around and around the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, little snapping beak like castanets. And then all the way down to your belly and all the way down to the very top of your pubic bones. Taking off again, alighting this time on your right hip and knee and all the way down to your ankle. And scooping along the very tips of your toes, your right big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Little pea waka waka, swooping upwards, back into your ankle, your knee and your hip, back to the very top of your pubic bones. And then swooping downwards again, all the way down the left hip, left knee and the left ankle. Prancing along the very tips of your toes, your left big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And soaring upwards, alighting once more on your ankle, your knee and your hip. Having a little breather right there on the very top of your pubic bones. And then alighting briefly on your belly, your heart space, the little dip in between your collarbones. And then soaring all the way up to perch on the space between your eyebrows. And from the space of your inner vision, your pea waka waka may take flight, swooping upwards and upwards, and maybe even shape-shifting into a hawk, soaring on thermals way above. Your awareness now a hawk, high above, with a bird's eye view of your life. And maybe the hawk of your awareness can see you here. The tree in your garden with all your surroundings. And with an X-ray vision, it can see all the rootlets extending out, seeing all the little connections and intersections of your life and those around you. Or maybe it sees you here, resting in your home, the roof lifted up like a doll's house, seeing your body, your tiny human form here at rest amidst the connections of your life. The bird of your awareness flying higher and higher, and maybe it can see all the little roads and the school and the places you go to regularly, the neighbors' houses, the cafes, the parks and rivers, higher and higher and higher. The bird of your awareness can soar to see how little, how tiny you are, a tiny little human who is part of everything that surrounds you. The trees, the people, the animals, the birds, and all the connections between you all. And then swooping downwards. And then feeling into all the places where you can feel your body meeting the earth. And the bird of your awareness swooping all the way down to change back into the piwaka waka, so lightly dancing and flitting about your resting body. And feeling all the points of awareness awakened by their dance. Feeling yourself here in your resting body. Feeling within your body and all the way down into the little rootlets. And perhaps you can feel the sap rising. The sap rising through your tree. The nourishment coming from deep within the earth, bringing energy, bringing growth. And how would it be to simply rest here and feel the soaring freedom, the bird's eye view of your life and your habitat, and also the deep connection to the earth upon whom you rest? Feeling the fresh perspective of the hawk way above and the gentle nourishment of the sap of familiarity of the tree rootlets. And can you hold these two experiences together at the same time? And then coming back to the deep heart core, the heartwood right behind the center of your breastbone. And what is your heart's true desire? And resting here a moment, nestling into the space to simply listen. And then letting that go and feeling the welcoming embrace of the support beneath you. And maybe as you breathe in and out, feeling the movement of your body breathing, your body moving against the support beneath you. Perhaps noticing the texture of your clothing and your blankets against your skin, how this shifts and changes as you breathe in and out. And then noticing all the sounds that surround you now. Maybe you can hear your breath. Maybe you can hear sounds within your home. Maybe you can hear sounds outside your home. And maybe you can hear birdsong. And then starting to move your fingers and your toes. Your toes and your fingers and your wrists and your ankles, and maybe wriggling them a little and making little circles. Have a little yawn. And perhaps moving your tongue and your mouth, helping to wake up your brain. And then rolling over onto your side to adjust for a moment. And only when you feel ready, slowly coming up. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.